Nowhere in the Bible does it talk about us praying to the saints in heaven. There is one God and one intermediary between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. We do not pray to the saints. That is not taught in Scripture. What we're talking about here is the possibility, and I would say even based on this passage and some others, the likelihood that those in heaven may well be praying for us. And we know the righteous prayer, the prayer of a righteous man avails much. We know that there, we know for sure that there is a man in heaven praying for the saints on earth right now, don't we? How do we know that? Romans 8 says that Christ, the God-man, is in heaven interceding for his saints. Would there be anything inappropriate about the idea that those in heaven, like the martyrs who are observing and watching and know what's going on down on earth, that they would be praying for those on earth? Would there be anything inappropriate that those who are in heaven rejoicing at the conversion of people on earth might have even prayed for them? We can't be absolutely sure, but I think it's very, very likely. And that's very encouraging to me when I think about my mother, who has been home with the Lord since 1981. And I think about her almost every day, and I miss her. And I think of her there seeing and praying for and interceding for my daughters and for my grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. And I think that's very likely. And I think it all comes down to an assumption. If your assumption is those in heaven have no interest in what's happening on earth because they're in a place where there are greater things, then you'll think, oh, well, of course they wouldn't be seen, and of course they wouldn't be praying for anything on earth. But if you see it through the lens that I think is biblical, which is that God's main plan in the universe right now is not happening somewhere on the other side of the great galaxy of Andromeda. It's happening on earth, right here. This is where Christ came. This is where Christ will return. And God is doing a great work here, and he wants the people of heaven to be interested in what he's interested in. We know that's true of these, and is there any reason, these martyrs, is there any reason to believe it would not be true of others?